This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, June 21, Earthly Tabernacle. Our reading comes from Hebrews chapter 9. Now the first covenant had regulations for worship, and also an earthly sanctuary. A tabernacle was set up. In its first room were the lampstand and the table with its consecrated bread. This was called the holy place. Behind the second curtain was a room called the Most Holy Place, which had the golden altar of incense and the gold-covered Ark of the Covenant. This Ark contained the gold jar of manna, Aaron's staff that had budded, and the stone tablets of the covenant. Above the Ark were the cherubim of the glory, overshadowing the atonement cover. But we cannot discuss these things in detail now. When everything had been arranged like this, the priests entered regularly into the outer room to carry on their ministry. But only the high priest entered the inner room, and that only once a year, and never without blood, which he offered for himself and for the sins the people had committed in ignorance. The Holy Spirit was showing by this that the way into the most holy place had not yet been disclosed as long as the first tabernacle was still functioning. This is an illustration for the present time, indicating that the gifts and sacrifices being offered were not able to clear the conscience of the worshiper. They are only a matter of food and drink and various ceremonial washings, external regulations applying until the time of the new order. Illustrations are used all the time in teaching and in speeches and sermons. Illustrations can help us understand a certain topic or point. The writer of Hebrews explains that the tabernacle of the Old Covenant was merely an illustration of the true tabernacle in heaven. It was intended to help God's people understand what God planned for them. This idea has been explained in terms of shadows and copies, but now the writer is coming to the heart of the discussion. The tabernacle was given to God's people to help draw them closer to God, and because of their hard-heartedness, God sent Jesus to show them what he really intended. Jesus came to draw us closer to God. Yet many of the people still lost sight of who Jesus really was. The work of Christ shows that the elements of the Old Covenant were pointing to him and were intended to draw the people closer to God. And when Christ came, the old regulations and rules were set aside because they were merely an illustration to help God's people understand what he planned to do. But the people did not understand. Do we sometimes get so caught up in our rules and regulations that we too lose sight of what God is doing and what he calls us to do? Pray with me. Dear God, help us not to lose sight of Jesus in the ways we try to do things. Help us to serve you by following your lead, as Jesus always did. Draw us ever closer to you, Lord. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.